Good morning, and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast from Independence Baptist Church. Now, this month, we've been talking about one of the sermons that Jesus himself preached while he was here on the earth. That sermon is found in Matthew chapter 5 and contains what we call the Beatitudes, and it's commonly called the Sermon on the Mount. Now, during the last few weeks, Pastor Reynolds has been explaining what is meant in each of the cases where Matthew chapter 5 states, "Blessed are they." And this next message in the series is titled, "Making a Difference." And to me, it's a great way to close out the thoughts that were conveyed in the prior verses with dealing with those thoughts of blessed are they. So here's Pastor Reynolds as he continues in Matthew chapter 5, starting in verse 13.
Can you make a difference in this world? Think of that. Can you really make a difference in this world? Does anybody pay any attention at all to you? Listen to what Jesus Christ said on the Sermon on the Mount in the book of Matthew 5, verse 13 through verse number 16. And this will answer the question of whether you can make a difference or not. Jesus Christ, as he spoke to these people in that day, said, "Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men." Then Jesus Christ says in verse number 14, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid." In verse 15, Jesus Christ says, "Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house." In verse 16, Jesus Christ said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." I believe that believers want to make a difference in this world. Many people, saved people, want to affect their friends and their neighbors for good. Saved people want their friends and their neighbors to also believe in Jesus Christ. And yet, sometimes saved people think it's so difficult. But it's not difficult. All that saved people need to do is to do what God told them to do. And to do it with energy. To do it before people that are lost. People see this and they know it. They know that it's God, and God will protect, and God will lead. Many people do not want their friends and their neighbors to think that they are fanatics at all. They don't want them to think that they're crazy when it comes to religious duties. But listen, we want to be like Jesus Christ wants us to be, and nothing else. The question we have here is, are we able to relate to our children and the world that we live in? Do we really understand what is going on in the world? Notice what Jesus Christ said to these people as there was a great multitude that was gathered together to hear him. He said, "Ye are the salt of the earth." Jesus Christ did not say, "You're trying to be the salt of the earth." Jesus Christ said, "Ye are the salt of the earth." So, godly people need to be godly people and not be ashamed of it. Just say what you believe based upon the Bible and do what God wants you to do. The Bible states very clearly in this place that we are to be separated from this world. We are to be lights in the world. Because we are so separated and not mixed in with the world, and we are doing what God has commanded us to do. We are to be a light, not a darkness, but we are to be a light in the world, shining forth the truth of the precious Word of God, and to be that constantly before all kinds of people. The Bible also says in the book of 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 17 and verse number 18, "Wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. You see, Jesus Christ wants people to stand out, to be for Him, and to glorify His own holy and precious name. Jesus Christ doesn't want us to be ashamed. Jesus Christ wants us to be truthful and to be steadfast with His Word, always declaring His way in this world in which we live. This is what the Bible is stating to us very clearly in the book of Matthew 5 and verse 13 through verse 16. We've read that for our text. The Bible wants us to be the salt of the earth. But the Bible also says that if the salt has lost its savor, it is good for nothing at all but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. And men will do that. Men will walk upon us if we let them walk upon us. Jesus said, "Stand for my truth. Believe in me. I will reward you abundantly if you will stand for me." The Bible says we should never be ashamed when this world sees our good works. The world is needing to see believers in action. I know that unbelievers should see Christ, but they cannot see Christ. All they can see is our good works. God has put us here to be a light, to be a witness of the power that He has in this world. You see, it is by lost people seeing the works of saved people that they are able to see Jesus Christ. So don't ever back up from just doing what God wants you to do. We must understand that there are two different ways to live in this world, and these two ways should absolutely never mix at all. When they mix, the pure way is always polluted. Just like when poison is added to water, they cannot be separated again. The poison always changes the water. The water never changes the poison. The exception to that is that if you just keep on living right, God will bless in that situation. I think that is just diluting the poison enough that it's still there, and yet it doesn't have the detrimental effects that it would have had otherwise. You see, what Jesus Christ is clearly stating in these verses is that we are the salt of the earth. We are the light that is set on the hill. We are the ones that Jesus Christ has set in this world. And He wants us to be a witness of Him. God will take our puny witness, and God will shine His light upon it and make it effective in the heart of those that are unbelievers. The Bible said in verse 16, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven." This is exactly the way that it is. Now, understand this, that in this entire Sermon on the Mount, there is absolutely nothing that Jesus Christ ever says about doctrines. There is nothing in the entire Sermon on the Mount about church membership. There is nothing in this Sermon on the Mount about scriptural baptism. There is nothing in this Sermon on the Mount about how to be saved. Jesus Christ is speaking to His disciples, and He is encouraging them that they ought to understand that they can make a difference by the way they live. But today Satan has so polluted this world that we think, we that are saved people, that we think that we can do nothing at all. But I tell you what, by living the way God wants us to live, with the pureness of heart, with the rightness of mind, we can make a difference in this wicked world in which we live. you think about in the beginning of the church, how that Jesus Christ chose 120 people and set them to be members of the first church. That's in Acts chapter 1. And then Jesus Christ gave them this great commission. And he told them to go out into all the world. And what happened next? The Bible said on the day of Pentecost, there was 3,000 saved and added to the church. The church is already established on the day of Pentecost. God blessed. You see, the things that we're looking for is the things that only God can do. Only God can bring conviction of sin upon a sinner. Only God can do that. We can't do that. But God can. He's very able to do that. I'm thankful that He can. God was the one that touched me. God was the one that burdened my soul with my eternal doom in hell. God let me see the flames of hell as they were almost encompassing me. It was by the power of God, you see. I know the preacher preached. I know the Sunday school teachers taught. But the thing about it was that bothered me was that I was lost before Almighty God. And God saved my unworthy soul. And God called me to preach His everlasting gospel. But it's by the power of God that sinners are saved. It's not by eloquent preaching. It's not by anything that we can do. But rather, it is by the power of God. And that is the thing that Jesus Christ is talking to these believers about. When He says to them in verse 13, "Ye are the salt of the earth." We are the ones that God will use to preserve this world. We're the light in the candle. That's the way it is. We may be a little light. But I tell you what, a little light in a dark place is much light. Understand that that is so. You know, it is good to see the works of God. In verse 16, the Bible said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. And by seeing your good works, they will glorify, not you, but they will glorify your Father, which is in heaven." They will know, they will instinctively know that the good works that you're doing is not of you. Rather, they will know, God will let them know that the good works that you're doing is what God has put upon you to do. They will know that. Don't be concerned about that. Our place is to continue to let the world see our good works, regardless of some that might mock, some might laugh at us. But I tell you what, the Bible says that at first the brothers of Christ rejected Him, but soon they became believers. So do not be surprised if your friends or your family reject your good works and maybe even make fun of you. But you keep on faithfully serving God. God will either reveal His truth to them, and maybe He will even use you to reveal His truth unto them. Or God will judge them because they have not listened to the witness that God gave to them. All of those people that are lost, that you know, it is your responsibility to take the word of God unto them. God will bless. We know that that's so. Just trust the Lord and let Him do as His will is.
The Lord has promised to be with us if we follow Him. If we step out by faith, He will bless. And may we remember that through Jesus Christ, we can and will make a difference. Now, we do want to thank you for listening this morning and remind you that there is an open invitation for you to come and join us at Independence Baptist Church for services. We'll be starting this morning at 10 a.m. with Sunday school, 11 a.m. worship services, 3:45 prayer meeting, 4:30 worship services. Of course, you can find us at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri, and we absolutely look forward to being able to see you there. Now, as we wrap up this morning, let me once again thank you for listening and let you know that we do look forward to being with you again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.